reward management system is in place. Because if I know I'm working with you, and at the end of the year, nothing happens, you who work hard and he who doesn't work hard, I mean, then we are all in it. But assuming at the end of the year, those who work hard are giving just citation or they are giving motivation as to their working, and everybody will strive to work hard and attain that feat. Assuming promotions are based on productivity, your delivery gives you your promotion and not how you speak well with your supervisor or your manager. Then we'll be talking. Attitudinal change comes with structures in place. But if we use our mouth to say, change-o, I don't think that change will come.
So what is expected of workers going forward?
We need to bring in indicators which are measurable, and to a large extent, this reward management system should be in place in all working places, and as far as possible, it should be objective. When you are able to do this and you have clocking all over the public sector, as it is in the private sector, I mean, when you come late today, tomorrow, and the printout comes and you, the worker yourself, you see it that for this week, 3 days I have come late. Nobody will tell you to change. And your conscience will prick you that you are not doing it right. But because nobody checks us, we don't check ourselves, then it is the norm. We are going, we are doing it. No, we need to first make sure we measure every worker.
We don't know the details around these negotiations and how these new positions were arrived at. So for now, we are not making any definitive comments of position until we have seen the details surrounding this negotiations or review. Because once you don't know the details, if you take any position, you may be wrong. So we are waiting to see the details of the discussions or whatever agreements have been reached with MCC, then we can make an informed decision about this new arrangement.
I don't think there's any other negotiation that is different from what he told us, except to add that he also said they have secured the position of the workers. The staff will not be voluntarily laid off under any circumstance. Is that okay for you?
That's what I'm saying, that the president made broad statements, but did you follow the transaction report of the IFC for the concession when it was prepared?
Yes.
It's not just a one or two sentences. It's a detailed report which details out all that has to be done. So that's why I'm saying that, just by saying that Ghanaians are going to hold 51% of the concession, we cannot just stand on that and draw a conclusion that it addresses all our concerns or the questions we've been asking.
As far as I know, I understand that the compact is supposed to inject some money which you badly need as a corporation to retool your machinery and reorganize ECG to perform more efficiently.
Yeah.
If this money is coming, do we have a problem?
Nobody has a problem with the money coming. But we have always been raising concern about the conditionalities attached to the coming of the money.
What are some of these conditionalities, if you can educate us?
Yeah, some of the conditionalities was this idea that if you are taking this money from the Americans, then we should give ECG out. That was one of the key things that we said is not in the best interest of Ghana, because we believe that ECG can easily be turned around by Ghana government, and the amount of money that the Americans are promising to give to us over 5 years, if we organize and discipline ourselves, we can raise more than 5 times that money even within 1 year. So we have been saying that we are shortchanging ourselves as a nation by accepting whole and sinker this kind of conditionality that has been given to us. 500 million over 5 years, what are you talking about? $1 million a 1 year. Do you have any idea how much even ECG in its current difficult situation, how much revenue they make in a month? These are the things Ghanaians need to find out and do a thorough and a proper appraisal. So that was where we were urging that the government should not rush and draw any conclusion on this IFC-led recommended concession. Take its time and study the whole concession thing and look at alternatives that will better serve our needs.
Mr. Ndumata Nyantechi also touched on the tariffs issue, and he said Ghanaians should not expect an immediate reduction in tariffs when the deal comes into force.
The little I know about the pricing mechanism and the tariff structures we are paying, there is no way within the next 5 years this concession agreement will bring prices of tariffs we are paying down. No, it will rather go up. And I can see that emphatically.